Here at Flutter, we have this, well, it's a joke. You know, like if Twitter is like microblogging, then that would totally make us nanoblogging. Zach and I were sophomores at the time at Stanford when we came up with the idea. Everyone was starting to Twitter and we were thinking, you know, what's the next big thing? Can we take this to another level? And that's when we dropped out and started Flutter.
I think a lot of people don't have time to Twitter. It just takes too long to compose a message with 140 characters, and then you start getting bombarded by a few tweets and it's like hundreds of characters that you have to read. We limit our users' posts, or flaps is what we like to call them, because it's like hummingbird's wings flapping, which is like really fast, which is like, you know, faster than a regular bird tweets. We limit it to 26 characters, so one full English alphabet is the maximum flap.
So Flutter can also take posts from all sorts of sites, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, I guess, and it automatically shortens them to 26 characters. Like, let's say my friend tweets something like, working on some new designs for the album cover and watching Project Runway in my underwear, LOL. Let's see what Flutter comes up with.
It's not just about character limit either. I mean, we are working on ways to fully integrate Flutter into your daily life, so you hardly even have to think about what you're posting.
We're developing an iPhone app that allows Flutter to know where you are at any given moment and then flaps automatically. So let's say Kim is walking down 9th Avenue and decides to go into a Starbucks. The moment she walks in the door, her Flutter account will automatically update to say, Kim, get coffee. Now let's say after that soy latte, nature calls. Then, Flutter will update to say, Kim in bathroom.
I think it's awesome. I was getting really annoyed with how long it was taking to read everything on Twitter. Internet memes happen fast, you know? Sometimes by the time I'd be reading a tweet, at the end of it, it'd be old and irrelevant. That's not gonna happen with Flutter because you can read it all with a glance. Plus, they're coming out with Flutter Eyes.
Flutter Eyes are a pair of highly sophisticated eyeglasses we've developed, which we think will revolutionize mobile blogging. They connect to a wireless network and display a ticker-like thing on the inside of the lenses, which shows scrolling flaps from all your favorite Flutters. The great thing is they look like normal glasses to anyone else.
It's pretty obvious that Flutter's the next big thing. I mean, I could see it really taking over the world of nanoblogging, which I guess didn't even really exist until Flutter.
We already have 3.8 million users worldwide, and that's after only 2 months. Now, we've had a lot of interest from ad agencies, and we're strongly considering putting advertisements within people's messages.
Vowels. Yeah, we toyed around with the idea of just losing vowels altogether from Flutter, but then our intern Laura pointed out that it would be difficult for people to represent themselves in the first person. Because, like, at first I was all, you know, there's no I in nanoblogging, but yeah, there is.
I only told them to keep the vowels because I plan on starting my own site once I can cash in on Flutter. 10 characters, no vowels, electronic diodes transmitting posts directly to the brain. I plan on calling it Shutter, without the vowels.